People always say that your gifts will make room for you, but then when you operate in all of your gifts, they tell you to stop.
If you spend all of your time working on everything but the thing, mm-hmm. then you never get to the thing.
Everybody be saying everybody process look different, mm-hmm. everybody journey look different, but everybody grades everybody on this same timeline.
One of the first things that they do is, all right, this is your kid. This is how your kid stacks up to every other kid at this age.
I thought that I had to do specific things or it had to look a certain way. And now I'm like, I can do anything I want to. So in my 30s, what does that look like?
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
What did you imagine your adult life being like?
Not like this.
What did you imagine it to be like?
A white picket fence, a white fluffy dog, some nice grass.
Really?
It's just amazing. Like, yeah, I probably had a great job.
A whole lot of white.
That's what I was thinking.
A whole lot of white.
Corporate job. Mm-hmm.
That's what you imagined when you were a kid?
Yeah. I think I'm adult. Everything good. Just a regular life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And as I got older, I realized I can't have a regular life because I'm not a regular person. And that goes against everything that I thought as a child. So we're here.
Wow. What about you?
Nothing like that.
Black house. Black gate.
Black card. Come on. But really, it depends on what age you're talking about. But when I was really younger, I didn't even imagine me being an adult. I thought I was a kid forever.
For real?
It's Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm. I never, when Peter I wasn't thinking about none of it. You wanted me to think about houses and I wanted, I'm hanging with my friends. I'm just doing stuff I like. So maybe that's it. It might be just doing things that I like. That's all I imagined.
Oh, wow.
I didn't imagine anything. Well, I thought at the time when I was really young, I thought 16 was old. I thought I was like, all right, 16 is, we here.
They looked old.
And then I wasn't even imagining me at 29, 20, whatever, 30, whatever. I just never imagined me at those ages.
That's interesting. Wow. When I was younger, mm-hmm. I imagined not the white picket fence or anything like that, but I imagined that I would, by this time, adulthood, I would be in my career, like, fully, and I am actually in my career now, but, like, I would be on a world stage, like, traveling, singing on my tour, and I would have my children already, and I would be married, and happily ever after would have already been. I guess I would have been in there, in the happily ever after phase of things.
That's like a short life.
Why?
I mean, once you get to happily ever after, the movie typically...
Yeah, but we don't know what happens after the after. Oh, they don't be dying at the happily ever after. It'd just be like, you know, I will be living in the happily ever after that we don't get to see.
Mm-hmm.
So my brain was like, by this age, I was like, my mom already had kids. Like, I was already born to my mom by the time she was this age. I was like, clearly, I would be on my third child. And married and all of those things. And yeah, that's not what I imagined. This is not what I imagined at all.
Somebody told me yesterday, I was having a conversation. This may bleed into the topic. We can make it bleed into the topic. So I was like, hey, you saw my sketches, but you didn't see my actual paintings. And I was showing her my paintings. And then she asked if I like wanted to go to SCAD. Or if I went to SCAD or something like that, and I was, or she was like, or is this too late? Is it too late? Like, did you get your degree already? Too late.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, I got a degree in marketing. And she was like, why'd you do that? It's like, this is something that I learned as an adult. Like, we all born with gifts, but then we're taught to learn the stuff that we're not good at. It was like, if you don't like math, why would you go
to school to learn math?
Like, you know music. In my mind, I'm like, I know music. You don't even know I know music, but I know music. And then she was like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense to focus on something that you're not good at and leave what you're good at to chance, basically. And then she went on to tell me like her story and like what she doing now.
Wow.
So it was actually good.
That's so interesting too, because this morning I had the thought of, and so was it this morning? It was last night. I was talking to Damani. Yeah, it's not a surprise person. I was talking to Damani. And I had the thought when I was like just writing what I was grateful for. And I was like, you know, people always say that your gifts will make room for you. But then when you operate in all of your gifts, they tell you to stop. They be like, you're doing too much. You're doing too many things, da 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 da. Not saying that you need to focus on every single thing all at once, but it's like you get discouraged from actually allowing your gifts to make room for you. Like, you have to make, you got to make time for your gifts, and that's how they're going to make, like, room for you in your space. And also, you're not able to actually take up your space if you don't even work on your gifts. So, listening to the story that you just told, and really thinking about, like, we really are typically encouraged to focus on the things that we are not as good at or don't come naturally to us, and discouraged from focusing on the things that do come naturally. Like, cause then, or even in our minds, it's like, oh, well, that's easy, so I don't have to worry about that. And it's like, well, there's a level of elevation that you can get to. And I think even tying back into the subject of, like, I didn't imagine my life being like this. Now that I'm working on the things that naturally come easier to me, I've been enjoying life more, but also, like, I'm living the life that I don't even know that the younger version of me fully knew was possible.
But it makes sense.
Yeah, like, it makes sense for who I've always been, but I've never seen anybody do any of this or do any of these things in this way. So I'm thinking, like you said, white picket fence, white dog.
Black picket fence, black dog.
But I'm thinking, like, in my head, because, like I said in previous episodes on here and Love the Creative Black Woman, I was so stuck on things looking a very particular way. So when I'm thinking, oh, I will be married and I'll be on tour, that I'm thinking when I was little, I'm like, this is the only way. Like, this is the only way that whatever can happen for me or whatever my life is going to look like. This is the only way. And it's like, lean into all of your gifts and see where that takes you.
I was just going to say something that you said reminded me of my answer when she was like, why did you do that? And I was just like, I didn't know it was an option.
Yeah.
Not to.
Yeah.
And then that's how she got into the thing of, she learned this as an adult. We all born with gifts, but we're taught or shown to get good at or get a degree at something that we're not naturally good at.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, that whole thing. But it's like, I didn't even know it was an option. So if I think a white picket fence, a white fluffy dog, a house,
and a
family, corporate job is it.
Hmm.
It's like, that's all I know.
Right.
So, yeah. But now I could paint my white, not even my white, I could get the brown lumber, paint it black.
You could have a white picket fence, it's fine. Right.
You can have a white picket fence, a white dog. It's funny because your dog is black.
Your dog is black, 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 and he's black.
Yeah, but with white spots.
Mm. Right.
But, yeah, I definitely agree. I think people who tell us that mean well, because I think there's an idea that, like, you, if you're only going to work on the thing, like if you're a basketball player, right, and you're naturally good at shooting threes, if you only ever focus on shooting threes, you end up not being good at the rest of the game. But we shouldn't apply it to, like, our dreams or everything, because it's like, if I'm shooting threes and if I never learn how to dribble, I might be handicapped in life, that kind of thing, or in the game.
Oh, you want to go?
I was just going to say that I think it's not just focusing on the one skill that you're good at. It's like, so if you're good at doing, you said three-pointers or free throws?
I was saying three-pointers. Either one. All
right. If you're good at doing three-pointers, right, focus on basketball as a whole.
Yeah, that's what I was going
Not to say. Just, like, doing the three-pointers. So, like, yes, get even better at the three-pointers, but also, all right, well, let me, if I'm leaning into this gift that is three-pointers, that's associated with the gift of, oh, I can play basketball. Maybe. Some people ain't that great. But I can. So when you're focusing on the skills that maybe you're not good at, it's still associated with your gift. We be going completely left and be like, you know what? I'm great at cooking. let me start doing accounting.
Yeah.
Like, it just be like, you had no interest in accounting. You don't even like numbers like that. But you like it when it comes to the kitchen. But then it's like, somebody told us that, oh, well, you're going to need to have a bookkeeper and somebody's going to need to run these numbers. So then you go to school for accounting. And even though you hate it, you gain a skill, which isn't a bad thing. But it's just like, you could have leaned into the stuff in the kitchen and hired somebody to do your accounting. And you could have expanded on that and see where it takes you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I agree. I think when people are suggesting that is that, when people are suggesting that and when people follow it, you're typically thinking that, all right, I'm going to do things that surround the thing that I like to do, and it'll help this thing later. But if you spend all your time working on everything but the thing, mm-hmm. then you never get to the thing.
Right.
Like, everything else takes up the time that you would naturally spend working on shooting threes, right?
Yeah.
So I definitely agree. I think in general, like, if you're going to approach something that you're naturally good at, learn everything you need to know about that thing
mm-hmm.
and dedicate all of the time to that thing in particular. But I think when people are suggesting it, they're saying, hey, don't just focus on this because there's other elements to it. I think they mean well, but I don't think in practice or in actuality it would behoove you to stop doing the things that you're great at to do other things that you're not good at. It's just like a waste of time because now you got to go over the process of learning something that you already have resistance because you're not good at it. So you're like, you either don't want to do it because you're not good at it most times, or it's just a challenge for you because you're not good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you're getting over that as opposed to you progressing way faster doing the thing that you are good at. And then if you ever wanted to double back and do some other stuff, you could do it later. But I think we got the order backwards.
I agree. I feel like the issue comes in when, like you had said previously, typically what happens is we just stop doing the thing that we're good at completely and we give all of our time to the other things. And I feel like that happens a lot in life, especially in this country, of just doing your best to survive and live in this country. So it's like, even though you're good at this thing, because maybe you didn't lean into it earlier on, some of the time it's like, okay, well, now I can't focus on this because I gotta go to work. This isn't the thing that's making me money right now, so I have to focus all my energy on the thing that's making me money versus let me lean into this gift because on the back end, it's going to make me even more money. But you don't necessarily, not everybody has the wiggle room to even be able to do that.
But I think that's because of the societal timeline that we all got, or we all was taught. So by this age, you should have this. By this time, you should have this. But everybody be saying everybody process look different. Mm-hmm. Everybody journey look different. But everybody grades everybody on this same
timeline. Yeah.
And it don't make sense. So it's like the first 18 years of my life, I see, I hear, I witness, observe that this is supposed to be done by this time. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. And then after these 18 years, you tell me, I mean, everything going to happen in its own time. Everybody's success comes differently mm-hmm. or looks differently, happens at a different pace, a different rate. But that goes against everything that I just learned these past 18 years.
Right.
So it makes sense why everybody be like in limbo or doing things that they don't actually want to do or enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that reminded me of, I was watching a video, I forget who it was, but he was talking about when you go to a doctor, when you go to a doctor and when you first have a kid, one of the first things that they do is, all right, this is your kid. This is how your kid stacks up to every other kid at this age, whether it's height, whether it's health, whatever it is. So before you might think yes, your kid is in a perfect spot, and then you're like, your kid isn't actually speaking by this age. Other people's kids who are this age typically are speaking at this time. So now you're like, something's wrong with my kid. What do I got to do with my... And it's like, from when we were young, everything was comparative. So I think that's mainly what it is. It's, if you didn't have anybody else to compare it to, everything happens naturally and you don't have to look at the time. But because we're comparing everything, it feels like, all right, my timeline doesn't look like so-and-so's timeline and this person is successful and I want to be in a successful state, so I have to be exactly where he's at that time period. And it's like, if you didn't have that person to compare it to, you would just kind of enjoy being mm-hmm. in the moment and doing the thing and just not focus so much on the timelines. We're definitely trained to focus on a timeline, a specific order of events, and it's like life is way more sporadic than that to me.
So I think even like going back to how we imagine our lives as kids, I think that in my mind, I've always had those societal timelines. I don't know if I ever not had a societal timeline in my head. Like, yeah, I don't remember a time. Yeah. You still got one?
Mm-hmm. That's why I'll be like,
I'm too old to eat chips.
It works. That works. When I tell myself I'm too old for something, cold turkey. But I was like, was I talking to you?
I don't know.
I was taking Shay to the airport.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I was just
driving. I was like, you know what? I was like, you know, I'm still rapping. And I'll be like, I'm 30 and I'm still rapping. I don't know why I was thinking about this, but let me tell y'all a story. So I was just driving. I'm like, yo, I'm 30 and I'm still rapping. And I was like, hey, yo, Shay, you know, sometimes I'll be feeling like 40, shorty. I'm like, but I'm 30. I don't want to be that. Like, I don't. Like, that's. I was like, but I'm actually good. That's the thing. So I said that to say that societal timeline is like, if you didn't make it by this age, then you might as well give up.
You know, it's interesting. They actually say that about like a lot of just things as far as like your dreams. I know we relate that to music a lot, but like when you really think about it, in a lot of aspects, people be like, if you didn't achieve your dreams by this age, then, you know, just go ahead and get a regular job.
I just started yesterday.
Right. Or you just discovered that it was even your dream. But I think that the societal like timeline being so embedded in us is something that I didn't realize, because I was 5 years old, like, oh, I want to go to Princeton. But it's in the movies, it's on TV, like, it's like, it's all around us, and it's not bad to, like, have those goals and ambitions or whatever, which is wild, because I also didn't apply to Princeton. That's a whole nother thing. I was very lazy with my college application process.
Me too. I didn't even want to go, but that's another story.
I didn't even retake my SAT because I was just like, and that should have been a sign.
I took mine twice.
I didn't take mine the second time.
I did better without a calculator.
I probably would have done better the second time, but I just didn't take it. I didn't want to pay for it. And I was probably burnt out. That's a whole nother story. Now I got to look into this stuff. Look into my own personal life story. So knowing that the societal timelines were so embedded in my brain cells, that at 5 years old, I'm like, oh, I want to go to this college. I want to do this. I want to do that. And even the idea of like going to the doctor's office and they're being like, hey, your child isn't doing this at this age. Or maybe they're like, oh, your child is doing this at this age. This is very early. Being the kid in the room, you don't realize how much you actually absorbed as a child. And starting to make that my vision for my life, it wasn't a bad thing, but I'm actually glad that my life doesn't look how I thought it would when I was a child. I feel like it would have been a little boring.
Because washing a white dog, like, you gotta wash the thing.
I'm saying.
Black, you can get a little dirty.
Then it'll be white fur everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It'll be
it's
easy.
In the air. In the air. White furry dog, yeah.
But, like, honestly, do y'all feel like y'all are happy that your lives don't look exactly how you thought it would look when you were a child? I mean, you didn't imagine past.
Yeah, so, yeah, when I was younger, I didn't imagine it at all. But, I mean, I did have a societal timeline about I thought I was going to be married at 25.
Mine was 24.
But going into
our timelines was off.
Yeah,
I didn't have a time.
Yeah, I'm free.
It's because I thought 25 was old, so I'm like, all right. And also something that society does when it was making me think about the movie, like the idea of thinking about the movies and the happily ever after, right? In the movies, happily ever after, it feels like your story just ends at the end of the story, and it's like there's so much life left after that portion. So even when you have kids, like, people will be like, all right. And this is really funny because I just had a dream about that. I wrote this morning, but I had a dream about, it was weird. I was on this football field, right? random thing. I was on this football field, and it was like an announcer. He was like kind of documenting who was in the audience. It was nobody in the field, but on the field, but it was people in the audience. And he's like, all right, and this is so-and-so and so-and-so. Now, like, they've been working on their stuff for a few years, but they're actually going to hang it up and they're going to leave it to the younger generation to work on something new. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. And this is so-and-so. They're still chasing their dream. And I was like, this is a weird set of, like, this is a weird, like, why is he going around the audience? And then I woke up or whatever. But all that to say, I think when it comes to, like, the movie stuff, like, movies set it up so that when you get to the end of this story, right, it's like, all right, it's happily ever after. We don't ever find out about what happens after. Or like when you have kids, now your story isn't about you at all anymore. It's about your kids. So it's like, for me, when I was thinking about it, marriage felt like an end. Like, it felt like the end of a movie. Like, it was like, all right, cool. And I think maybe a lot of guys feel like that. I don't know.
I mean, but that's where the movies usually end. Yeah, he gets the girl.
Yeah, and it's like, you get the girl, and it's like, there's nothing after that, and it feels like, all right, that's the end of the movie. Roll the credits. There's nothing left to do. And it's like, no, there's mad stuff to do. I just didn't imagine any of it after the movies because I'm watching the movie. I mean, even the sitcoms, for real. Sitcoms, they give you a little bit more.
Sometimes, yeah. Depending on what sitcom it is.
Yeah, but you get a chance to see people together, and then it'd be like, oh, it didn't actually work out. And it'd be like, dang, yeah, exactly. It was a task.
That's the thing, keep it going. Half and half, they got together and they cut it off.
Yeah.
Spencer and Mona, mm-hmm. They finally got together and they just like, all right, that's it.
Yeah, and that was the thing, right? So that's all I had to say. I just wasn't imagining that because for me it was like, oh, that was the ending. I don't know what you want me to imagine after the ending. It's the ending.
So is that why when I would ask you questions about like marriage and stuff, you just be like, I never thought about it
at all.
I didn't know that.
I didn't start imagining me being old until recently. I'm looking at people, I'm like, wow, he got a full white beard.
I always imagine myself being old.
Always?
Oh, man, Breeze.
This ain't gonna be fun. It's gonna be a cool grandpa.
Hey, youngster.
That's how I'm coming.
Had no intention, which is crazy because for me, I never imagined it. People have been saying I've been an old soul my whole life, but I never imagined being old.
You already old.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. You see, it's society. It'd be your own people trying to program you through society. It's crazy. It's crazy. You're not old because you're in your 20s, late 20s or 30s. Now, if we get to the 50s, 40, you're not old. You're not old. You still.
I still don't even think that's old.
I mean,
it's like, it just depends on the person.
Yeah.
For some people act old. But yeah. I'm gonna be an elder statesman.
Statesman.
But I'm not gonna be acting old or feeling old. I'm gonna just have gray hair.
You might not have gray hair. I was watching this video. This is total side note.
I said steaks.
Oh, because yeah. I was like, well, do you pass out steaks or like
vegan steaks?
I was watching this video yesterday. This is a complete side note. But it's this village.
She old too.
It's this village where like none of them have gray hair because they're on a mountain. I don't even remember where it was at, but they're on a mountain. They eat literally like the same thing every day, but the mountain's water has so many minerals in it that they don't gray. Like, and also when they make their rice water and stuff for their hair, it has like 82, it said like some of the water streams like had like 82 billion bacteria in it, like that helped the minerals and stuff. So when this is the water that they're drinking, this is the water that they're using to clean their food, their bodies, all of that stuff. And like their hair is just like when I say no gray, like no strands of gray on these old ladies that are over 100 years old.
The fact that you said over 82 bacteria, immediately my 82 mind
billion.
82 billion bacteria, immediately my mind went bacteria bad. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of bacteria that's actually good. Mm-hmm. So I say that to say it'll be insane for me to think that my life is supposed to look like how I thought it was going to look as a child with the limited amount of information that I had as a child.
Facts.
So now, like, as the years go on, as I get older, I'm getting new information, experiencing new things. So now my mind is open to different things, different information. It's like, this doesn't have to be like what I thought it was or what I saw. So I'm glad, to go back to your question, I am ecstatic that my life doesn't look like how I thought it was supposed to look.
Mm-hmm. Word. Me too, because it would have been end credits.
Right.
Credits would have been rolling. I would have been like, all right, y'all. Like the
see
rest
y'all
of
next life.
Like, no, like, nah. I'm definitely grateful because there's so much thing. So, like you said, so many things that I didn't imagine, and so many things that I didn't get a chance to experience, or that I wouldn't have gotten a chance to experience. I couldn't even rent a car at 25.
Facts. Couldn't do nothing.
Couldn't even see my friends all the time.
So
at 25. Oh, we was working.
No, I'm not talking about that. Damani just said he couldn't even rent a car. And I said I couldn't even see my friends all the time. You could rent a car at 25. But when you're younger.
Oh, I'm thinking at 25. My bad, y'all. I'm back.
It's all good.
I'm on the same page. But yeah.
What about you?
I'm actually really glad. I think my life would have been kind of boring. And I feel like I would have been unfulfilled in some ways if it had turned out how I thought it would be. Just because of who I was, not because of, like, that type of life. Like, I don't think I was interested in trying new things as much or experimenting with certain things. I think I was so scary, like, honestly. I was scary, I was very controlling, and I was a perfectionist, kind of. So it was like, I would be so focused on making sure everything looked a very particular way. And I think that other things would have fell by the wayside, including the things that I enjoy. I don't know that I would have gave myself enough room to just like live and experience life if it would have went exactly how I thought it was going to go when I was younger. I think this time, now granted, losing my job wasn't in my bingo cards.
Oh, Lord.
But I think that this time was needed because it gave me the time to kind of get back to who I am at my core and to hear and, like, listen to myself. And I've actually been able to just enjoy being me. I don't know if I would have did that. I would have been in superwoman mode, in super mom mode, in super wife mode. Whatever those look like for me. So I'm absolutely very happy that my life did not go exactly as I thought it would be going. Now, I will say there were some moments where I was a little disappointed. I feel like Obama talking like this. A little disappointed in some moments, you know, going plant-based. I wasn't disappointed. I was very shocked at myself. But all in all, I'm actually very happy because now I have the freedom to do things how I want to do it versus feeling like I'm trapped in a cage and I have to do things this very specific way. I don't even know if I would have moved if my life would have went how I thought it was going to go. And I needed to move.
I guess for me, I didn't, when I was imagining, so I'm now that I'm processing a little more, I did imagine more stuff. I was going to be in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about it for the older ages. It just was a little hazy. But now that I'm here, you know, I feel like I spent a lot more time imagining further than I used to. So like now I'm like, all right, let me sit down and actually think about, like, you know, people go, oh, what do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years? I used to hate that question because I'm like, bro, what are we talking about? I'm not trying to be at this job for 5 minutes. But now I understand because like the time flies, and so like if you don't spend time imagining it, you just end up wherever you end up. So, like, just even if it's just taking a little bit of time, like, picturing it. So, I guess the question I was going to ask, what are you guys imagining for you going forward now?
Now, I hear the guy asking the...
Right. Where do you see yourself in five years?
Listen, like, I didn't even put a timeline on it. I just wanted to, you know, just where do you imagine, like, things going forward?
You want to go?
Oh, I got another one if y'all want to switch it.
I could go. But what's your other one? Then we'll make a decision.
I was going to say, do you think your younger self would have been okay with how things turned out?
I'll answer this one and I'll answer the other one.
That's fine.
Can you ask this question again?
Do you think your younger self would have been okay with how things turned out?
I would say yes, because my younger self is here with me.
Okay.
All right. You want to elaborate?
It's a lot of stuff that I'm doing that my younger self wanted to do but didn't have the opportunity to do. So it's a lot of things that I'm doing for my younger self. And some of the stuff I don't know is for my younger self until I do it. And I'm like, I always wanted to do that. Check. One thing checked off the bucket list. The childhood bucket list.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. Childhood bucket list. Okay. And then you said you was going to answer the second one? Or are we circling back?
We can circle back. Or if I want to, we can circle back.
Okay. So for me, I think that my inner child. Oh, my younger self. Sorry, not inner child. My younger self would actually be really happy at the way things have turned out because same thing. All the things that I wanted to do as a child, and maybe I kind of like pushed it to the side or like other people weren't doing. So I was like, okay, maybe this isn't something like I've been doing them this year. Even if they were just like a little idea that I had at one point and I've just been kind of doing them and not realizing that, oh, I actually always wanted to do this thing. So I think that my inner child, I keep saying my inner child, my younger self would be happy at how things turned out because I'm being the person that I've always been, like freely. Because I feel like the life that I envisioned, it was partially just what I wanted, but then it was more so the clean image that I was taught to have or that I felt would be socially acceptable or whatever. So it was like a cleaned up version of what I guess I would want life to be or whatever. But, or not even cleaned up. It would be like a super tamed version of it. And now I'm just like, you know, doing what I want to do. So, yeah, I think my younger self will be happy, 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 happy. I think my younger self is happy that Word. It turned out this way.
Word. I think mine would be, too. I think mine would be more surprised because there was just stuff that just didn't see around the corner. I was like, whoa, that's unexpected. I like that. I think my younger self also was very interested in the timeline of things. So I think he would have been taken aback at the timeline of how stuff worked. He was like, whoa, what is going on here? How do we get here? But I think he'd be proud. He'd be like, word, I like that. I like what you did there.
I approved this message.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny that you said that you imagine yourself going to league. I already knew this, but I had imagined myself marrying a basketball player.
That's funny.
So
that's funny.
It just would have worked out either way. Clearly, destiny. We'll see what happens.
You're funny.
You might still wind up in the league.
That's crazy.
Oh, so what was the second question? The second question was,
where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh,
we can move that.
All right.
Unless y'all want to answer it, but if you can go back and reimagine it now with the understanding you have, what would you have imagined, or what would you do? You think you would imagine?
With the understanding that I have now?
Yeah, like if we were able to just take your mind right now, put it into that young baby's head.
Mold the baby's head.
Right, do all that molding of the baby's head. What would you imagine? Because I'm thinking to myself, a bunch of the things that I imagined, I actually got. So now I'm thinking I probably could have imagined a lot more. So I'm just curious.
Before anybody goes, I just want to say that question was way more interviewer-esque than the where do you see yourself at in 10 years.
That was job interview.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
This is journalism.
Yeah.
Okay. If I could go back and reimagine, what would I imagine? I definitely think I would imagine way more. So what?
I'm just laughing at the answer, not at you.
Oh, just like, I think that my like, I imagined kind of the bare minimum of what I wanted to do. So, like, okay, hold on. Is this like the original Because what I've been talking about is like the original where I saw myself, not like, So what would I imagine for me right now?
Yeah. Knowing what you know now. Yeah.
Knowing what I know now, what do I imagine for my, let's say what I would imagine for myself for my 30s. Okay. White picket fence. White dog. Say no.
White House.
I would imagine, okay, so I don't know. Okay, so I imagine I already had this vision of me on a very huge stage with millions of people. We're going to say millions because some people tuned in virtually. That's what we're going to say. Millions of people singing my songs. I imagine me traveling the world being a, I don't know if this is any different. I really don't know if this is really any different. I think now I have more, I'm allowing myself more room to explore the things. But of course, I'm not married yet, so I wouldn't imagine that yet right now. I got to think.
You just said your 30s.
Oh, okay. So in my 30s. In my 30s. Guys, I'm here. In my 30s, I would, marriage, yes. Children, yeah, that's in there, it's in there. And then I will be a polyglot, so I will know how to speak a lot of languages fluently, but I've always wanted to do that, but now I have the, knowing what I know now, I know that it's still possible even if I didn't learn it in kindergarten. I know now that I can literally do or have whatever I want to. So now I already know about the technologies and stuff, right? So knowing what I know now, I don't need to get signed. Oh, this changes things. Okay, I'm
sound like a journal prompt.
I'm thinking that because I'm going back to my mindset of when I was a child. So when I was a child, of course, the way to get your music out there was radio. It was LimeWire. I didn't know how to get my music on there. So radio.
Oh, that just means they stole it. That's
yeah,
it.
I know. It was to get signed or it was to go on one of these singing shows and get signed that way. This is a difficult question coming from my child version of me mindset. What?
I mean, it's just an open-ended question. You don't got to answer it, you know? If you ain't got a real... It's okay.
I need more time. I actually am going to do this as a journal prompt. My wheels are turning because I can do anything. Like, literally, I think that's what changes is the idea. I think that I thought that I had to do specific things or it had to look a certain way, and now I'm like, I can do anything I want to. So what do you want to do? So now, in my 30s... what does that look like? So then I got to go back to see what my childhood self, like, what have I always wanted to do? Okay, you guys go. I'm sorry. Okay.
You
want
to go?
Clearly, I have all the energy today.
You asked the question.
I knew you was going to ask that, too. I knew you was going to ask, because I kind of don't remember how I worded it.
He said, what he had said was, if you were to go back to your younger self and reimagine what your life would be like, what would you imagine? Knowing what you know now, okay? Mm-hmm. You take this mind and you place it in that child's brain cells.
And you mold
you
that
mold
baby.
The baby's head.
We back.
What would you imagine your life to be like?
I would imagine, I don't really know what I would imagine my life to be like. I know what I would imagine me to be like.
All right, do
and
that.
I would say 6'2". All muscle. I would just like show up differently, more boldly and more present. Whatever I'm thinking, I would probably say it. However I'm feeling, I would probably feel it. If I don't want to do something, I'm not doing it. If I don't want to go somewhere, I'm not going. So I probably call out. Also, I wouldn't be clocking in to go to work. So it's not like I don't feel like going to work. I'm doing the stuff that I enjoy doing. Now we getting into how I imagine my life being. It's no different than how I imagine my life being now. So I would be a full-time creative entrepreneur, earning multiple six figures a month from multiple creative endeavors. I would make amazing things with my friends, people I like this podcast. Make sure y'all tap into the podcast. If this y'all first time here, welcome.
Welcome.
If it's not y'all first time here, well, if it's y'all first time here, welcome and go back in the time. Just get to know us a little bit, mm-hmm. See how far we've come.
We've come a long way.
If it's not your first time here, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Glad you're here.
Welcome.
We wouldn't be this without you. But I would just do cool things with my friends, do cool things with myself. I would travel a lot, and I'll also get paid to travel. Everything that I would do, I would probably be getting paid to do it. Because if you enjoy doing stuff, why not get paid to do it?
I agree.
That's my logic. So if I'm going to do it anyway.
Might as well get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well get paid.
I would do my own events, like just random events, pop-ups and stuff like that.
Good, man. Real inspiration.
I would be like just doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would be doing a lot.
Stress-free living.
Mm-hmm. I'll also take like long periods of time off.
Facts.
Like, 3 month sabbatical type of. But I also will do this exercise so I can get clear. And then once I'm actually clear, what I want is going to happen in no time.
So, well, you do yours and then I have a thought.
I would absolutely imagine more for myself. I think for me, knowing what I know now, I would just take the limit off of everything.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I would kind of dare life to tell me no.
Ooh.
And just to see what happens, and I would just keep it moving.
You said, I wish you would.
Yeah, that's really where I think that would be. I mean, I largely did some of this stuff when I was younger, but I would just, it's going to sound hilarious, but just not listen to nobody and just figure it out on my own. Like, just figure it out on my own and just kind of have fun.
I can see that.
But just, yeah, of course, like, heed the advice, you know. Here, I hear what you're saying. Thank you. Take note. But I'm not going to value anybody else's opinion over my actual experience. I would just imagine myself doing whatever I would want to do. Like I said, no limits. I probably wouldn't tell myself no in terms of what I would imagine for myself.
You know, I seen a movie. I didn't watch the movie, but it was just like, I don't know, like a day full of yes. Like there was one day a year where they couldn't tell their kids no.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I want to do that with myself. Like,
I want ice cream.
Yes! And go get it. I think that would be like a cool thing. I'm going to do that. Just like a day full of yes. So whatever I want, if I have the thought, it's kind of like just following your hunches or whatever. Like, you want to take a nap, you just take a nap. You want to go home, you go home. You want to write, you write. You want ice cream, you go get ice cream.
Yeah, that's one of my things, to follow my hunches, like all of my hunches. Because I be having hunches, I speak on them, and then a little bit later or a couple years later, I be like, I've been talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I honestly should have did that. I was here early on, but... Yeah, so I'm following my hunches. That's one of my things. And trusting myself.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to not trust myself. It's been a lot of healing and growing going on this past couple of days.
This past 10 months.
Past 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Past 5 years.
All my years. All my life I've been healing.
All my life I had to heal.
Do you guys feel like you imagine more now or when you were younger?
I think I daydreamed more when I was younger. I think I imagine more for myself now. Let me explain that. So when you were talking about taking the limits off of things, I think that I imagined a lot of things, but I would limit them. So it might be like a huge, huge daydream or a huge imagining of something. And then I would shrink it because like fear or whatever. And now when I imagine things, I just allow myself to imagine them at whatever capacity. And I'll allow, like, if I'm daydreaming about something, I'll allow it to continue and not cut it off before I can, like, you know, sometimes your dreams just end where they end. But sometimes, like, it's like I kind of want to stay here and see it through and see what I'm actually looking at and experience whatever that moment is. I think I was too scared to do that when I was younger. So I would daydream a lot more because I was a kid, so... I had more time on my hands to just, you know, daydream. But now when I intentionally allow myself to daydream or when I think about my life or my future or even in the next moment or what I'm about to eat for breakfast, I allow myself to imagine more for myself. And I'm hungry.
I would say I don't believe that I imagine more now than I did when I was younger. Could be the same, might be a little less. But the biggest difference is I expect more from myself now. I feel like as a kid, it was a thing of, I can imagine this. If it don't happen, it don't happen. Because it was just imagination.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, I expect, like if I imagine it, like you were just talking about intentionally imagining, intentionally thinking of whatever, I expect a lot more from myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
When I was young, I definitely imagined more, but when I was like in high school area, I didn't imagine in a positive way all the time. And I think now I imagine stuff going way better than I expected most times. So I kind of just more imagine consciously, and I imagine better in general, like just better things happening. But I think the occurrences of me imagining was more when I was younger. Now it's just more about better. I used to imagine whatever back then. Now it's like, all right, now let's imagine good stuff happening.
Right. So when we've been having this whole conversation and we were talking about your childhood self imagining things, what age were you guys going back to?
I would say like 7, 8-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I might have been like 10 in my mind somewhere.
Okay. I was like 5. So, all right. I just wanted to know because our perspectives are different. I know my negative imaginings didn't more so start until I got a little bit older. But I was just curious as to what age y'all was thinking from versus me. So, all right. Any final thoughts on all of this?
The question well has run dry for today.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yes.
Comment below and let us know, how did you imagine your life? Or did your life turn out how you imagined it when you were younger? Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
And also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, be sure to join the Patreon. The link is in the description below. Also, check out the description. We got stuff going on. We have upcoming events. We have music. We have all of the things. So check the link in the description to support our channel. We will see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people. By my Breezington ear.
Oh, I'm Shaquoia D.
It's your boy, Damani.
And this is the Gray Area Podcast.
Welcome to the Gray Area, y'all.
Woo!
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my face. Get on my
motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.